Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome one and all. Some of you via invitation where applicable, my two church mice, Peter and Paul, ubiquitous audience one and all. Thank you for joining us and thank you for paying it forward. We grow exponentially with your help by doing so. This is our sixth year commencing, going into, of our daily efforts of 3 audio shows daily for the last 5.5 years and counting. My YouTube offering daily at Bill Holt, BillHolt8792. Give us a thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe where applicable. Same with the listeners as far as interacting with our interactive daily polls, leaving us messages at the voicemail messages here at the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour. Your interaction and goodwill ambassadorship continues to help us remain subscription free here at the shows. And again, we appreciate you paying it forward, both on the listener side, and if anybody is representing an author or manufacturer, what have you, please do contact us at the message board as well. Today, be here for about 40-45 minutes. I'm going to revisit a subject that I've had a lot of fun with, and y'all seem to have enjoyed a series that I did around the holidays with a magnetic memory method technique using mnemonics in those archival episodes, using Mr. Magoo, the animated cartoon character, as a 21st century man, and becoming so with heart-brain coherence via the visitations of the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and still yet to come. And as the calendar year ended, I said I was going to be doing more of these virtual interviews with guests with different topics that we talk about, always food, mind, the body, and the soul. And I've been having a lot of fun with, in retirement, possibly putting together some notes for memoirs and maybe a book and all that kind of stuff. But I've been having more fun goofing around with these mnemonics, and today we're going to have a fictional depiction, astute audience, a virtual guest, Dr. Frankenstein, and we'll be talking about a couple of interesting subjects. Chimera and Chimera mythology. Been talking a lot about history of late, and according to Greek mythology, the Chimera, or ancient Greek, Romanized Chimera, goat in some derivations in history, was a monstrous fire-breathing hybrid creature from Lycia, Asia Minor, composed of different animal parts. Hover on those words for a moment, and it's usually depicted as a lion. You can check out the histrionics of Chimera. And when we come back, we'll welcome Dr. Frankenstein and talk a little bit about Chimera in this fictional depiction. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back, and thanks for doing so. And first of all, those of you that are regulars know that I struggle with pronunciation of English language, for sure. Most assuredly, my attempts at self-teaching Mandarin, for those of you that have heard archival shows. Pronunciations of in-studio guests that are real, by the way, we'll talk about them in a second. Pronunciation of the word and topic that we're talking about today is chimera, spelled C-H-I-M-E-R-A. So it's chimera that we'll be talking about. In this fictional adaptation here of welcoming Frankenstein, before we get started, a couple of real live in the flesh in studio guests next week: Kim Doyle from China at taping on Tuesday, and Byron Athene next Thursday from the United Kingdom. It'll be Tim's second visit this calendar year, and I don't know, I think we had him on a couple or three times last year, and I just recently re-released that interview via my YouTube channel pertinent to Tim. And Byron Athene was a guest five times last year, and archivally those episodes are out there, YouTube and otherwise. And when Byron gets here, it'll be his first visit this calendar year and sixth overall. So those will be live and in the flesh. So here, deep calming breath, mnemonic, virtual interview today with guest Dr. Frankenstein. Deep, calming breath. So, Frankenstein Unleashed can help save humanity from chimera chaos. Poodles to prototypes, Dr. Frankenstein's kelp-fueled frenzy. Is chimera the future? Interact at the interactive voicemail message board. Let me know what you think about what we're about to embark on. So don't miss this electrifying episode that we're about to embark on, the B.A. Sales Kennel Cult Holistic Healing Hour. It's one that hopefully you won't forget unless you've been drinking too much kelp smoothie. And who could blame you if you did, moving around underlying tones of another show I do, Main Mentor Moments in Business and in Life. We'll talk about kelp when I was in business, fully retired, but how good nutritionally it is at another show I do, Workouts for Geriatrics. So factions of those audiences, thank you for being here. Thus is the puns intended on some of the verbiage in our virtual interview here with Dr. Frankenstein. So get ready for this episode of the B.H. Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour that's wilder than a squirrel on kelp infused espresso. Today, Rapper Bill welcomes a guest who's as shocking as he is brilliant, the one and the only Dr. Frankenstein. But this isn't your grandpa's stoic scientist. This Frankenstein's got eyes that could glow in the dark, thanks to Project Chimera, whatever that is, and hair that could make a poodle jealous. We're talking biohacked sheep. Astute audience. Robotic sheepdogs. Astute audience. And a chihuahua poodle. Sheep chimera, astute audience, that look like they escaped from a Salvador Dali painting. I'm going to try my best to steer the conversation towards the calming properties of kelp. Goofing around a little bit. But seriously, it is good stuff. We'll talk about kelp at the business show. But Frankenstein's got other plans. He's got visions of Chimerian utopia where everybody's got built-in vacuum cleaners and poodles. Goofing around. Mnemonics, virtually, navigating with magnetic whiskers. Sounds convenient, but is it ethical? Is it safe? And what does Project Chimera have to do with all of this? So we'll have some fun putting some twists and churns. More twists and churns than a kelp worm on roller skates. You'll cringe, you'll question the very meaning of nature, and maybe even your morning latte, astute audience members. So buckle up, listeners, and get ready for a wild ride on the BA Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour. Let's segue in to our virtual interview. Dr. Frankenstein, deep calming breath. I'm actually trying to do a hologram and a holograph, so a couple more deep calming breaths. Okay, now the fun begins. We're going to use a mnemonic where we'll create a fictional scenario for a potential book where weird Dr. Frankenstein is a virtual guest here today on my BA Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour episode where we're about to talk about a macabre fictional novel being written by Dr. Frankenstein, actually crossing and introducing these proteins of different types of snake venoms, presenting a scenario that could and probably would result in reality. Weird science. Weirder guest, Dr. Frankenstein, unleashing the monster within, Frankenstein's macabre mutations, from poodles to protoplasm, holistic horrors with Dr. Frankenstein. Kelp can't cure this when proteins play Frankenstein. Woof woof, the lab unleashed, a canine Frankenstein caper. Okay, Grandpa Bill welcomes a special virtual guest to the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour today, Dr. Frankenstein, but this isn't your grandpa's stoic scientist, as we said in the opening. This is a weird Dr. Frankenstein, a flamboyant, eccentric, descendant, obsessed with biohacking, and his latest literary work called Macabre Mutations. Welcome, Dr. Frankenstein. We're honored to have you on the show. Tell us about this fascinating novel of yours. Dr. Frankenstein replying, weird Dr. Frankenstein, grinning, his eyes streaked, hair crackling with static, retorting, ah, macabre mutations. It's a chilling tale of sentient squirrels, poodle parts, and a chihuahua chimera with opposable thumbs. So Grandpa Bill gasps and adjusts my kelp collar. retorting, intriguing, but let's delve into the science. You mentioned protein crossovers in your book. Could these mutations occur in real life? Astute audience. Weird Dr. Frankenstein leans closer, his eyes glinting. My dear Grandpa Bill, reality is malleable. Combining proteins like puzzle pieces, one could, in theory, unlock hidden evolutionary pathways. Imagine kelp-infused hairballs that glow or pups with prehensile tails for extra belly rubs. Grandpa Bill tries to steer the conversation here towards the holistic benefits of kelp, saying, but where Dr. Frankenstein has his mind set on mayhem, he regales the listeners with tales of his transgenic goldfish choir, his robot sheepdog powered by solar kale chips, and his plans for a line of designer dog breeds with bioluminescent fur. A booming voice fills the studio. Frankenstein, cease this tomfoolery. Your protein pranks are jeopardizing Project Chimera. A monstrous tentacle hand bursts from the screen, snatching Weird Dr. Frankenstein back into the digital abyss. Everybody's staring. The kelp smoothies are forgotten. Grandpa Bill trying to gain my composure. Well, folks, that was something to remember. Kelp offers holistic solutions, not Frankensteinian follies. Now, who's ready for some kelp-infused cupcakes? A mischievous glint remains now in my eye, and perhaps the Weird Dr. Frankenstein's planted the seed, a curious question, a spark of scientific intrigue. Will the BH Sales Kennel-Kelp Holistic Healing Hour ever be the same? This is just the beginning. We can build upon this scenario, exploring the ethical implications of Weird Dr. Frankenstein's research, and let the K9 chaos unfold. Spooky science, maybe even a dash of heartwarming moments. Remember, kelp is always the answer, even when facing mutant poodles and robot sheepdogs. So, let's take a deep calming breath and try to keep the interview research based on humans in part two. Deep calming breath. We'll be right back to do so. Thanks for joining us. That'll be the last segment of today's fictional mnemonic interview and virtual interview with Dr. Frankenstein. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back. Thanks for doing so. And this will be the extended segue out of today's show. So, we're trying to explore the fictional scenario of Dr. Frankenstein injecting humans with multiple snake venoms in a different scenario that I'll expand upon as I can formulate that together for future upcoming shows. So here, let's explore the fictional consequences of Dr. Frankenstein's actions from a different angle. Here are some of the ways his research could have gone awry, focusing on the broader societal and ethical implications in our fictional depiction, astute audience. Loss of control. Injecting a potent cocktail of venoms could lead to unpredictable and uncontrollable mutations, creating an army of monstrous beings beyond Dr. Frankenstein's control. This could spark chaos and fear throughout society. In our fictional virtual astute audience interview through mnemonics here today and in upcoming shows. I'll try to do maybe a little bit of a mini series on this just for kicks in upcoming episodes. So, an ethical nightmare, experimenting on humans without consent, is a grave violation of ethical principles. Don't you think? Dr. Frankenstein's actions could spark outrage and public scrutiny, leading to his downfall and igniting discussions about the boundaries of scientific exploration. Unintended consequences, the venoms of snakes in our fictional virtual reality depiction here, astute audience, could trigger unforeseeable side effects, potentially causing widespread illness, mutation, or even death. This then, in and of itself, could unleash a global crisis and force humanity to grapple with the disastrous consequences of Dr. Frankenstein's ambition in a virtual reality fictional depiction, astute audience, here today. So the moral dilemma, the creation of human venom hybrids, could raise complex moral questions about their rights and place in society. Are they human? Are they monsters? Something else entirely? This probably most assuredly in a fictional depiction of a virtual guest, in reality, for sure, and probably in that world also, could lead to a philosophical series of debates and societal clashes as people struggle to divine and define these new beings. Don't you think? So by focusing perhaps on these broader concepts, more categorized, broader scope, we can still explore the chilling ramification of Dr. Frankenstein's actions in our virtual interview and interviews for upcoming and future shows in a fictional depiction without delving into potentially harmful or upsetting descriptions of physical effects. Remember, scientific research should always be conducted ethically and with respect for human life, most assuredly in non-fiction and or fiction. The universality is probably inducive of the permeability of usurping the word and the concept, even for those of us that struggle with pronunciation issues, for one. So focusing on these broader concepts, we can still explore. So if you're interested in exploring fictional, at this juncture, astute audiences, stories about dangerous and scientific experiments, we'll do some research together on and off here, and there's many books and movies that tackle these themes in a safe and thought-provoking way, all in the eyes and ears of the beholder, Big Brother and the Holding Company, Eyes of Laura Mars, astute audience. Remember, good fiction can stimulate discussion and debate about important ethical issues without resorting to graphic or disturbing content. Perception is reality. Reality is perception. Let's take a deep calming breath here for a second as we're starting to phase out Let's go deeper. This is just fiction. Right? Astute audience. So let's create our own scary movie, like a Stepford Society created by Frankenstein for his fictional adaptation. That would be absolutely correct. It's fiction. Fiction allows us to explore the darkest corners of our imagination without real-world consequences, perhaps. So let's dive into this Frankenstein-inspired Stepford Society horror, virtually, via a mnemonic. Setting the stage, our idyllic town, Hollow Creek, nestled amidst picturesque mountains, harbors a sinister secret. Beneath the veneer of perfect smiles and manicured lawns lurks Dr. Evelyn Frankenstein, a brilliant but twisted geneticist obsessed with human optimization. Evelyn has perfected a serum derived from exotic snake venoms, each venom targeting a specific human trait. Greed, a viper venom cocktail, fuels relentless ambition. Envy, a cobra serum, ignites a burning green gaze. Sloth, craft venom induces a blissful yet debilitating apathy. The perfect Stepford wives. Evelyn targets dissatisfied housewives, luring them with promises of beauty, power, and eternal youth. She administers the personalized venom blend, subtly altering their personalities and desires. Soon, Hollow Creek boasts an unnervingly flawless community, but the women's souls are sacrificed at the altar of perfection. The cracks in the facade. Our protagonist, Amelia, a newcomer, an aspiring journalist, senses something amiss. The unnatural serenity, the robotic movements, the vacant eyes, something feels deeply off. As she investigates, she stumbles upon Evelyn's secret lab, witnessing the horrifying transformation process, the fight for humanity. Amelia must expose Evelyn's twisted utopia before it consumes the entire town. But Evelyn, empowered by her venom-altered followers, unleashes a serpent-like monstrosity, a grotesque amalgamation of the venom's effects, embodying her ultimate vision of perfection, using my quotation fingers here in the studio. The climax and moral dilemma? Amelia finds herself facing the monstrous creation. To defeat it, she must utilize the very venoms that created it, potentially succumbing to their intoxicating influence herself. Can she save Hollow Creek without losing her own humanity? This story can explore themes of societal pressures for perfection, the dark side of scientific advancement, and the cost of sacrificing individuality for an illusion of utopia. In our fictional depiction through a mnemonic technique, we can also hold a mirror, perhaps, to current societal issues like obsession with beauty standards, toxic ambition, and the potential dangers of genetic engineering. The scary movie elements? A Imagine unsettling scenes of the women undergoing the venom-induced transformations, their faces contorting, their eyes glowing with unnatural hues. Picture the monstrous creation slithering through the idyllic streets, its grotesque form a reflection of humanity's twisted desires. While we delve deeper into the physical aspects and effects of venoms in this fictional adaptation inspired by a mnemonic technique, let's avoid overly graphic descriptions or glorifying violence. We're doing neither of the two. The true horror lies in the loss of humanity and the chilling consequences of pursuing perfection at any cost. Interjecting a real life moment, those of us that lost loved ones over the last 4 years due to a virus, maybe we query the bridge of the reality between this fictional depiction, perhaps drawing board for a non-fiction adaptation, I query. So with these elements in mind, we'll keep crafting in this fictional depiction moving forward. I want to continue this series with some truly terrifying and thought-provoking tales that will not only scare viewers and listeners, but also leave them pondering the ethical boundaries of scientific exploration and the importance of embracing our human imperfections in reality. Frankenstein unleashed on the Kennel Kelp Hour. Dr. Frankenstein's green streak hair is signed and singed as he comes back for part two of today's episode. His robotic sheepdog whimpers at his feet. Grandpa Bill's leaning back with my kelp smoothie. And here we go in this fictional depiction. So, myself saying, well, Frank, that was eventful. With all due respect to the lady, Dr. Frankenstein. That was eventful. Project Chimera, huh? Sounds suspiciously like trouble. Eyes gleaming. Trouble? No, Bill. Progress. Chimera is the future. Imagine sheep shearing silk poodles navigating with magnetic whispers and whiskers. Chihuahuas with built-in vacuum cleaners. And the ethical implications, turning animals into living tools? Frankenstein scoffs. Ethics are for philosophers, Grandpa Bill. I'm a scientist, a pioneer. Besides, with my kelp-enriched protein boosters, these creatures will be healthier, happier, and more efficient than ever. Boom. Again, the screen explodes with static. Project Chimera's booming voice bellows, Frankenstein, release the prototype. Show them the power of Chimera. A monstrous four-legged creature once again lurches out into view, a patchwork of sheep, poodle, and chihuahua, its bioluminescent for pulsating ominously. Maniacally, behold the future, Frankenstein screaming, the first step towards a Chimerian utopia. Listeners, the lines are open. Interact at the message board. Share your thoughts on Dr. Frankenstein's wild claims. Leave your voicemail messages at the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour. And let Grandpa Bill know. Interactive poll questions for today. Do you believe Dr. Frankenstein's chimera experiments are ethical? Why or why not? fictionally and non-fictionally, would they be in the real world? Lab X doing experiments Y and Z? Snake venom? I query. Would you welcome kelp enhanced biohacking if it meant improving your own abilities? Frankenstein Unleashed, Chimera Chaos, Poodles to Prototypes, Chimera, the future. Get ready for more wild rides. Going to drop the mic for today and remind everybody we're members of large intuitive groups, continuing to change old foibles. Do join us each and every week at Guided Meditations at freedomsnap.org, led by Seth Leif Brzezinski. I'm an audience member there, one of the many intuitive groups paying it forward. Where applicable, we'll see you at the business shows a little bit later, main mentor moments in business and in life, workouts for geriatrics, invited audiences under those premises, welcome, join us over there. Continue to pay it forward. Everybody knows somebody in pain, suffering, up against it, contemplated. Wild animals being driven out of their natural habitat, domesticated pets, their humans, plants in this planet, hopefully perceived as a harbinger of good information, continuing to welcome live guests in studio, butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, Main Street Portland, Maine, Main Street USA, Main Street around the world. We're doing this arm in arm in community and communally. One star seed at a time. Join us each and every day. Make it a safe and productive day. We'll say bye-bye for now. And may God bless. Peace, everybody.